AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Campaign 2016 is taking a new turn as Republican frontrunner Donald Trump defends himself against talk about the Ku Klux Klan. And Democrat Hillary Clinton prepares to take on Trump in the general election. Trump tells NBC's Today Show this morning that when CNN asked him yesterday if he disavowed the support of former KKK leader David Duke, he was in a house in Florida with a bad broadcast earpiece and couldn't hear the questions clearly.
I have a lousy earpiece that is provided by them. And frankly, he talked about groups. He also talked about groups.
He says he disavowed David Duke in a news conference the day before the CNN interview. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, who's still fighting Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination, is said to be shifting her focus to Trump, her campaign now testing possible lines of attack against him. Two big stories came out of the Academy Awards ceremony last night. Who won and who didn't? AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel was there when host Chris Rock took the stage.
The Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards.
Chris Rock came out guns a-blazing, but the Motion Picture Academy was not his only target. He also went after those who said that he should abandon his host gig in protest of the Academy fielding another slate of all-white acting nominees.
The last thing I need is to lose another job to Kevin Hart.
He pointedly noted that as bad as Hollywood is now, it is nowhere near what it was like in the 60s and earlier.
Last night's winners included the movie Spotlight and actors Leonardo DiCaprio and Brie Larson. An Army staff sergeant accused of killing his wife and a responding police officer goes to court today in Virginia. Ronald Hamilton, who works at the Pentagon, is due in court later today. This is AP Radio News. Those airline seats getting way too tight for you and your legs? Well, Senator Charles Schumer is working on legislation that would require the FAA to set standards for the size of airline seats, so we're not all packed in like sardines, he says.
The FAA should declare a fair minimum seat size based on science, passenger health and safety, not the maximum number of people that can be crammed like sardines into the plane.
Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York. A secret bunker built in Florida for President Kennedy in case World War III broke out while he was vacationing at the family's Palm Beach compound is the subject of a financial battle between the group that runs the attraction and the port of Palm Beach. The operators say the port is keeping them from making money with the attraction. The Port Commission's lawyer says it's hoping to find a better caretaker when the museum's lease expires. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.